This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned type.
Now, it seems quite possible that drinking small amounts of alcohol could be good for your health. But binge drinking is a whole different schooner of fish. It's well and truly linked to an increase in criminal activity. But that's not all. Binge drinking is also a health hazard. 2.5 million people die each year as a result of drinking too much alcohol, according to the World Health Organization. And in fact, dangerous levels of alcohol consumption cause about 4% of all disease worldwide. It seems to be a hard job to get people to reduce their alcohol intake. But at least we can help them to estimate how much they are actually drinking. Unfortunately, it's all too easy to fool our senses. Even little things like drinking from a beer glass with curved sides means that you will drink more quickly than if the beer glass has straight sides. But first things first, before you can drink from a glass, you need to pour alcohol into that glass. Humans can't even get this bit straight. Now say that you're asked to pour a standard shot of alcohol into a glass, just by eye, without using a measure. A study by Dr. Brian Wansing from Cornell University in the USA gave this simple job to 198 students and 86 professional bartenders. The students poured 30% more alcohol into a short, wide glass than into a tall, narrow glass. Now, you might not be surprised by this, but professional bartenders with an average of over 6.3 years of bartending experience were only a little better. They poured 20% more alcohol into the short wide glass than into the tall narrow glass. In plain English, when you pour alcoholic drinks, by eye, into a short wide glass, on average, what you estimate as two drinks is actually equal to 2.5 standard drinks. Should people drink alcohol only from tall, narrow glasses? Or should we drink always from glasses that have volume levels marked on them? But let's move past pouring. What about getting to drink the alcohol from a glass? Well, the first thing to realise is that there are many types of glasses. As an aside, there has been a recent increase in glasses which have curved shapes and also have ads on them. The brands marketing this way include Stella Artois, Heineken, Guinness, Smirnoff, Carlsberg and Jameson's Whiskey. The curvy glasses might be chalice glasses, curved beer flutes, tankards or novelty-shaped beer glasses. These curvy glasses have two functions. First, they conspicuously promote the brand. And second, they disguise the true volume of the beverage. Because so many of these glasses curve outwards from a narrow base, most of the volume of the alcoholic drink is carried in the upper part of the glass. Now, we know that people are easily tricked. And when we are trying to judge the volume of an object, we often simply relate it to the height. So if you take a drink from one of these curved glasses, the level won't drop much, and so you will think that you haven't consumed much. One study by Dr. Atwood and colleagues from the University of Bristol in the United Kingdom recruited 160 social alcohol drinkers to study this phenomenon, half male, half female. They had two different types of glasses. One had straight and parallel sides, so the halfway level in height was the same as the halfway in volume. But the other glass had curved sides that swelled outwards from a narrow base. In this case, the midpoint for height was quite different from the midpoint for volume. The results were interesting. If the sides curved outwards, the punters would scull their 340 mils in about 7 minutes. But when they drank from the glass with straight sides, they drank more slowly and took about 11 minutes to finish the same volume. Whatever the shape of the glass was, they took roughly the same number of sips of alcohol, and each sip took roughly the same time. The main difference was that with a straight glass, they spent more time having a rest in between the sips. So what's going on? Well, we don't really know why we drink more slowly from a tall, skinny glass than from a curved glass. But if we can pace ourselves better when drinking from a tall, skinny glass with straight sides, wouldn't that be a good choice? It seems that it's not just beauty that's in the eye of the beer holder, it's also the volume of the glass. So next time you go out for a drink, remember that beer goggles might be known for making people more attractive, but not for their accuracy.
What does it mean? Why is it so?